预备点水，好吧，没水。请我们打开诗篇第八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
我都希望说不要请我们打开啊，这个不打开大家就能够背，那最好不过。
I desire that we do not need to turn to Psalm 84, that we can recite it.
弟兄姊妹会背了吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you recite this?
今天会背的人举手看看。
Anyone who could recite this?
还是不多啊。
It's not the majority yet.
当然我想哈，我也不是要勉强弟兄姊妹一定要背。
Of course, I'm not here to force brothers and sisters to memorize it.
因为我自己啊，记忆力不好。
Because my memory is not so good anymore.
所以我很同情别人背不下圣经。
So I can sympathize if you cannot remember.
但是至少你要把这篇诗篇呢把它读熟了。
But at the very least, you should read this until it's very familiar to you.
要记住其中的内容。
And you must remember the content.
让我们呢先来把它读一遍。
Let us now read it once through.
那么今天晚上呢，我想我们就从中文从第一节读到十二节，然后英文的第一节到十二节，好吧？
Tonight we'll read from, in Chinese from verse 1 to verse 12 and then English verse 1 to verse 12.
我想你一面读一面记，好不好？
As you're reading, you can also try to memorize.
我读了这么多遍，应该有的地方你很熟的。
We have read it so many times, at least some parts are quite familiar.
来，中文先开始。可拉后裔的诗，交于灵长，用加特乐器，万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁，万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷，他们个人行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神，耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听，神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面，在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日，宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里，因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人，万军之耶和华依靠你的人变为有福。 English.
To the chief musician on an instrument of Gad, a psalm of the sons of Korah.How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young.Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your court is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
如果你背不下这篇诗啊,
if you cannot memorize the entire psalm,
你至少要记得这篇诗里面有四个重点。
You at least should remember there are four important points in the psalm.
第一个重点就是万军之耶和华你的居所何等可爱。
The first important point is how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
愿主转变我们的眼光。
May the Lord change our viewpoint.
看神的家为可爱。
That we see the house of God as lovely.
今天我就是在这个冷漠人都不顾神家的时候但愿主兴起一般人。
During this day and age when people are growing cold towards God's house, may he raise up a people.
像克拉的后裔一样。
These people would be like the sons of Korah.
他们对神的家有个热切的爱。
That they have this zeal and love for God's house.
他们看神的家为可爱。
That they consider the house of God as lovely.
第二件事情,
the second point.
就是靠你有力量心中向往西安的大道。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
今天我们要求主给我们个心智奔跑西安的大道。
Today we ask the Lord to give us this desire to run this highway to Zion.
因为只有这条路这条大道能把我们带到西安。
Only this highway can bring us to Zion.
西安是神的居所。
Zion is the dwelling place of God.
神设立宝座的地方。
It is where he sets his throne.
今天 要让神家的实际能够显出来,
today, to let his house, the reality to be manifest, you must know the way.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is the highway to Zion.
那第二件重要的事情,
this is the second important point.
第三件重要的事情,
the third important point,
就今天晚上我们要交通的, 他们行走力上加力,
that is what we will fellowship tonight. They go from strength to strength.
他们不仅认识这条路,
not only do they know this way,
他们奔向这条路,
but they run on this way.
他们走上这条路,
and they walk upon this way.
弟兄姊妹们,最后一个明天早晨我们要交通的,
brothers and sisters, the last point is what we'll fellowship tomorrow.
就神未曾留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
And no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
在神的家中, 神所要的是正直的人。
In the house of God, what God wants are those who walk uprightly.
所以这一篇诗给我们看见四个重点。
Therefore, this psalm gives us four important points.
如果你忘记了全篇的这个诗, 你至少记住这篇诗给我们的四个重点。
If you cannot recite the entire psalm, then you can remember these four points.
好, 我想我们呢, 再请弟兄姊妹们多读一处的圣经。
Let us read from another passage.
请弟兄姊妹看这个哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书第三章。
Haggai chapter 3.
这是很有名的话，我想弟兄姊妹有很多人都会背会记得。先知哈该书第三章，
哈巴谷。
Sorry， 哈巴谷。我看着哈巴谷，我讲哈该，对不起，是哈巴谷啊。
It's a book of Habakkuk。
哈巴谷，这个我们从十七节读到十八节。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse
19，那个十八，那 sorry。十七到十九啊，对不起。
Chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
十七到十九。
17 to 19.
我们先读中文的。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他是我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。这歌交于灵长，有丝弦的乐器。英文的。
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food,Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills to the chief musician.With my string instruments.
在诗篇八十四篇的第七、第八节
，In Psalm 84, verse 7 and verse 8,
讲到这班人，他们不仅认识了锡安的大道
，That these people not only do they know the highway to Zion,
他们也行走这条道路上面
，They're also walking upon this highway.
那么作诗的人告诉我们，他们要力上加力。
And the psalmist tells us that they will go from strength to strength.
这个力上加力就是呢，绝不乏力。
From strength to strength means that their strength will not be depleted.
不是走了一段路了之后呢，就疲倦了，就疲惫了，走不动。
It's not that after a while they get tired and cannot walk anymore.
他们需要力上加力的往前。
They will walk from strength to strength and keep going.
我们昨天晚上已经讲过。
Last time we already mentioned.
这条锡安的大道。
This highway to Zion.
是通往神旨意的道。
It is a way towards God's purpose.
但是这条道路上充满了艰难。
But this way is also filled with difficulties.
充满了仇敌的攻击。
Filled with the attacks of the enemy,
满了试探和引诱
and full of temptation.
所以呢，他们需要经过流泪谷
Therefore, they need to go through the valley of Baca.
因为这条路，弟兄姊妹是需要付代价的
Because this is a way with a cost.
尤其在今天这个世代中间
Especially during this day and age.
当在地上一片荒凉的时候
When everything is in desolation.
当许多的光景都偏离的时候
When everything is going astray.
你看见正路在哪里了
You see what is the right way.
你看见这个义路在哪里了
You see the righteous way.
当你要往上走的时候
And when you are about to walk upon it.
弟兄姊妹你需要预备好代价的
You have to be prepared to pay the cost.
我读这些话心里是很有感觉的。
When I read these words, I have a huge sense with it.
这几十年弟兄姊妹们我们周遭有很多的弟兄姊妹。
In the past decade, a lot of brothers and sisters amongst us.
但是呢在这条路上呢越走人越少。
But as the time goes on, fewer and fewer are walking on this
way. 很多人开头的时候奔走的很有力量。
A lot of people start running with a lot of strength.
像那个马可一样的，开始看这个，保罗跟巴拿巴出去做工啊，哎，觉得这个很，也许他觉得很有意思，很好玩，跟着走。
Just like Mark, when he saw that Paul and Barnabas started to go on their missionary trip, they thought he might think this is very interesting. I'll go.
结果没有走多久啊，他受不了了。
But after some time, he couldn't endure it.
实在一个人就跑回去了。
So then he returned.
哇，那个时候保罗也是年轻气盛啊。
And at that time, Paul was in younger.
就非常看不起他。
And he really
belittled the other.
How can this monster like this?
一点志气都没有啊。
He just cannot sustain it.
才跑了一点点路就跑不动了。
He also only ran for a little bit.
所以后来呢, 巴拿巴想再带着一起走, 保罗不肯。
So later on, when Barnabas wanted to bring him, Paul did not want that.
结果弄得保罗跟巴拿巴两个人都分手了。
To the point where Paul and Barnabas departed.
感谢主啊, 幸好马可有这么一个好的, 应该是表亲啊, 那么呢, 确实真的是有爱心。
We thank the Lord that Mark,
Barnabas就扶持他。
Oh, Barnabas was helping Mark.
是他的亲戚，所以巴拿巴照顾他。
Now, because they're relatives, so Barnabas took care of Mark.
感谢主，保罗到老年的时候。
We thank the Lord when Paul was older.
马可变得很有用啊。
Mark became someone who is useful.
啊，所以我们知道巴拿巴隐藏自己扶持马可。
So Barnabas hid himself in order to help Mark.
这只是圣经记载很美丽的故事。
This is a beautiful story that the Bible recorded.
巴拿巴开，马可开头跑得好，跑了一半不跑了，但是感谢主，到后来被扶持之后起来再跑。
So Mark started running well. He stopped running for a bit. But thank the Lord, after a while, because of service, that he was able to start running again.
所以这条路是一条非常艰难的道路。
So we see that this way is a very difficult way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要什么？ 力上加力的跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, therefore, we need to go from strength to strength.
我跟你们讲我年轻时候的一个故事啊。
I'll tell you a story from when I was young.
那个时候我们青年弟兄姊妹非常多。
We had a lot of young brothers and sisters.
我们唱起诗歌来跟你们一样的，很有力啊。
When we sang hymns, it is like you, it's very loud.
哇，那个诗歌，聚起来的时候，弟兄姊妹祷告也是此起彼落的。
And also the prayers, people jump in one after another.
所以我们年轻时候，一堆的弟兄姊妹们，大家很火热的跟随主。
So when we were young, a lot of brothers and sisters followed the Lord with zeal.
我记得有一次一个青年特会。
I remember a youth conference.
那个年长弟兄在台上，他做了一个呼召的事情。
The elder brother on the pulpit made a call.
讲完道说，他说我现在要呼召。
Now, after he finished preaching, he said, I will now make a call.
你们中间如果有人愿意跟从主，愿意好好的爱主的人，站起来。
Anyone amongst you who wants to fully follow the Lord, please stand up.
这个轰一下，全场都站起来了。
And then suddenly, everybody stood up.
他说不行，坐下。
He says, no, this doesn't count. Everybody
stood up. 我这次再讲清楚。
I will say it very clearly.
你愿意把自己一生奉献给主的。
You're willing to give up your entire life for the Lord.
你要愿意把自己一生奉献给主的。
To consecrate yourself for the entire life.
他说你想清楚了啊。
You have to think through this carefully.
想清楚你再站起来。
Only after you fully consider it, then you'll stand up.
站起来180个人。
And suddenly 180 people.
你知道那个聚会人相当多啊。
There's a lot of people there.
其实那个时候我已经把自己奉献给主了。
At that point, I've already consecrated myself to the Lord.
所以我就站起来。
So I stood up.
哇，那个年长弟兄说，大家看好了，这180个人。
And my elder brother said, look around you, these are the 180 people, remember them.
找些弟兄们把他名字记下来。
Record their names.
以后呢，要给他们好好的栽培。
And you have to cultivate them well.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
后来我们中间发生难处了。
And we had some difficulty amongst us.
我提起来，我心里面都感觉很难过。
When I bring it up, I feel saddened with it.
我实在没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing to boast about.
过了几年,
after a few years,
我发现那180个人中间只有我一个人出来服侍。
After a few years, amongst the 180 people, only me, one person came out to serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那些年轻人一看, 哇, 走教会的路是这么的困难的。
And the young people saw it is so difficult to walk the way of the church.
所以纷纷的都退去。
And therefore they went aside.
我那个时候要去找那些站起来找不到了。
And I wanted to look to those people who stood up, and I couldn't find them anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
走这条路,
when you walk on this way,
不是一时的冲动,
it is not from a moment high.
因为我们年轻人血气方刚, 对不对?
Because young people, sometimes their heart boils high.
很容易被别人鼓动的,
you can be fanned up by others.
啊、我们那个 年长弟兄就非常的会煽动
and that old elder brother is very good at fanning up the desire
他讲几句话呢我这个年轻人就热血沸腾了我们的心蹦就很快了呢
and when he spoke a few words and everybody was very excited and had zeal
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
the dear brothers and
sisters, 我要告诉你们
I will tell you
这条路是一生的路
This is a way that is for entire life.
啊，你不是像跑百米啊，一直冲刺的，不行的。
It is not like a 100 meter dash.
这条路上充满艰难。
This way is filled with difficulty.
充满试炼。
Filled with testing.
尤其是你要摸到神的旨意。
Especially if you want to touch the purpose of
God. 魔鬼是恨恶的不得了，跟你讲吧。
The enemy hates this very much.
他千方百计的，他就在你身上。要来对付你的。
Use all his different schemes in order to.
他一定要用很多的障碍来限制你的。
He'll use a lot of hindrances to hinder you.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
作诗人说。
The psalmist says.
他们行走需要力上加力。
They need to walk from strength to strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们跟随主。
As we follow the Lord today.
保罗告诉我们要竭力的奔跑。
Paul tells us that we need to run this race.
啊，那么我们事实上知道
，But we know
每一步路都需要靠主的恩典。
Every single step must be by the Lord's grace.
啊，其实事实上今天在教会里面啊
，But in actuality in the church today
那些真正奔跑主道路的人
，Those who truly are pursuing after the Lord's way
不乏力的人。
Those who are running zealously,
那些才是真正美丽的基督徒。
Those are the beautiful Christians.
哇，你在圣经中你看，也奔跑西安大道的人最好看。
Those who are running on the highway to Zion, those are the most lovely ones.
所以今天我们看见在这个地上真正这样奔跑主的道路、持守主心意的人并不多。
We see that those who are truly walking on this way, running on this way, not very many.
在教会历史上,
in church history,
尤其从弟兄运动以后,
especially after the Brethren movement,
我们看见多少的爱主的弟兄姊妹, 他们在这条道路上奔跑。
How many brothers and sisters who love the Lord are running on this way?
无论什么阻挡, 什么艰难, 仇敌的攻击都挡不住他们。
No matter what kind of hindrances from men or from the enemy, they couldn't stop them.
他们留下美好的踪迹。
They left beautiful footprints.
我们回头看历史，看见这些人物的时候
，When we turn back and look at history, look at these people.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是感觉这些圣徒是多么的美丽。
Brothers and sisters, we truly feel these are beautiful saints.
所以一个能奔跑的圣徒
，So a saint who could run.
那么才是真正美丽的圣徒。
And that is truly a saint that is lovely.
但很可惜啊，在今天这条路上啊，不多人奔跑啊。
But regretfully, not many are running on this race.
坐在路边的很多。
A lot of people are sitting on the sidelines.
所以我们求主，这次主的灵感动我们。
So we ask the Lord's Spirit to move us.
你看在旧约圣经里面呢
，In the Old Testament,
有一些圣徒他们是奔跑的圣徒。
There are some saints who run.
举个例子说明一下。
I'll give you an example.
你们都记得以利亚的故事吗
？You remember the story of Elijah.
弟兄姊妹们，因为神的灵在以利亚的身上。
Because the spirit of God is on Elijah.
在加密山顶上。
On Mount Carmel.
他除灭了400个巴利的先知。
He got rid of 400 prophets of Baal.
打了一个大的胜仗。
He won a great battle.
哦，那一次弟兄姊妹们，真是叫以色列百姓们的心都很振奋的，大家都起来喊说耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
And that truly moved the people of Israel. They all rose up and said, "The Lord is Lord, the Lord is God."
啊，那详细的故事我不说了啊。
And I will not explain the details here.
当他出面了这个巴利的四百先知啊。
After he got rid of 400 prophets of Baal,
他就对当时这个君王说,
he told the king at that time,
他说你要赶快下山。
You have to go down the mountain very quickly.
为什么呢? 他伏在地上祷告七次啊。
He was, why? He was praying, bow down to pray
他有一个跟随他的人, 他的仆人, 你看看, 看看有没有, 天边有没有什么, 晴空万里啊。
And he says, there's someone following him and says, there's, the weather is very good.
结果第七次, 他的仆人说, 我看见那个天边呢, 有个巴掌大的这么个云。
But then after the seventh time, the servant said, I can see a cloud like the size of a hand.
所以呢这个以利亚马上对以色列王说你赶快回赶快回去。
So then he told the king of Israel, you have to return immediately.
要下大雨了。
It's going to start raining.
弟兄姊妹们三年零六个月天没有降雨。
Brothers and sisters, for 3.5 years, there was no rain.
以利亚的祷告很厉害啊。
Elijah's prayer was very powerful.
一祷告这个天居然三年零六个月不下雨。
After he prayed, 3.5 years, there's no rain.
现在他说要下雨了。
And now he says it will rain.
哇，所以那个以色列王赶快套车了，那么就往城里奔了。
So the king of Israel immediately got onto his chariot and started going to the city.
圣经就记载。
The Bible records.
以利亚就起来。
Elijah rose up.
就开始奔跑。
He started running.
圣经讲说他跑得比马还快。
And it says that he ran faster than the chariot.
他就一口气就跑到城里去了。
And he already ran into the city.
哇，弟兄姊妹们，这一幅的景象是多么叫人振奋的，对不对呀？
Isn't this very invigorating?
哎呀，我常常有时想，哇，很好看的，你看那一样，飞奔的。
I always imagine this in my head. This is such an interesting scene that Elijah's running so fast.
弟兄姊妹，一个会跑的基督徒，这才是好基督徒呢。
Someone who could run, this is a good Christian.
他先跑到城里了。
And he ran before and got to the city first.
哎呀，我们以为说这样的以利亚就是变得非常的荣耀得胜，对不对？
We thought if Elijah is in this state, then he's very glorious and victorious.
结果呢，那个皇后耶洗别啊，在王宫里面呢，就这么轻描淡写讲几句话。
But then Jezebel in the temple said a few soft words.
他说明天呢我就要以利亚的头。
Tomorrow I want Elijah's head.
哎呦，以利亚一听这个话，居然立刻就软弱了。
And Elijah, once he heard this, he immediately got weak.
哇，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我读圣经的时候我都不明白啊。
I do not understand when I was reading this passage.
巴黎的四百个先知你都不害怕。
The 400 prophets of Baal you are not afraid of.
一个王后只不过是妇人。
And this queen is just a wife.
讲这么几句话你就吓成这个样子了。
And just said a few words and you are so afraid.
这还是我们眼中这个的以利亚吗？
Are you still the Elijah that we knew?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这告诉我你不可以轻看仇敌的权势。
This tells us that you cannot belittle the authority of the enemy.
耶洗别真的是一个邪恶的女人呢。
Jezebel is truly a wicked woman.
身上有邪灵。
There is an evil spirit on her.
一直到启示录还讲到她的名字。
Even in the book of Revelation, it speaks of her name.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and
sisters. 这代表着仇敌的一个权势。
This represents the dominion of the enemy.
所以当邪灵附在一个人身上的时候
So when an evil spirit is on someone,
那也是一种可怕的势力。
That is a very severe and frightful power.
居然叫圣经中最大的先知，以利亚可以是最大的先知，因为他代表着上了变化山了，对不对？
And this is Elijah, who is the greatest of prophets, because he was one of the representatives on the Mount of Transfiguration.
居然因着几句话呢，就软弱到一个地步啊，这个不像样子。
Just a few words, and he was weakened to such a point where it's not even good to look at.
哎呀，躲在个小树丛里面做什么？求死啊！
And he was hiding in a bush, asking to die.
主啊，我活着还不如死了好。
He says, "If I'd rather die, Lord."
你知道在教会历史上很多侍奉主的人呢。
You know, in church history, a lot of people who serve.
有时候遇见极大的难处的时候呢。
When they meet a very great difficulty.
有人真想死了算了，死了比较简单。
A lot of them thought it would be easier to die.
其实 没有这么悲观消极。
It's not so pessimistic.
有时候也逃避啊。
But you might flee.
你知道吧？今天呢，侍奉主的人，这个很会逃避。
You know, today the people who serve the Lord, they're very good at fleeing.
我们常常在自己聚会的地方啊，很难呢、啊。
If we're in our own meeting place, that's hard.
所以呢，就很喜欢跑别地方去。
And so then we'll go to a different place.
你原谅我，因为我也在侍奉中。
Forgive me because I'm also.
我很懂得这个心理的。
I understand and can sympathize with.
因为你一到别地方都是受欢迎的。
Because when you go to a different place, you're welcomed.
你看我像我到你们中间有什么难处？没难处。
Look, when I come here, there's no difficulty between us.
每个弟兄姊妹看着我都是笑脸。
Every brother and sisters, when they see me,
每个人都是欢迎的。
They welcome me.
在我自己的地方不是每个人哦。
If I'm at my home church, then this might not be every single brother.
不，当然我们西雅图弟兄姊妹都是好人啊。
Of course, the brothers and sisters in Seattle are all good.
他们对我还不错了。
And they are pretty good to me.
但是有很多地方他们都是这样的。哎呀，自己的地方难了就喜欢往外跑。
But a lot of places, when it's difficult in their own gathering place, then they go somewhere else.
我没有意思定罪任何人。
I do not mean to condemn anyone.
我里面很同情。
I can sympathize.
侍奉主是不容易的。
Serving the Lord is not easy.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
所以你看见这么大的一个先知以利亚
So when you see this great prophet Elijah
居然碰到一个这个耶洗别他就被打倒了
He was When he met Jezebel then he fell
哎呀你看到那躲在那个地方在那里唉声叹气求死对不对
He was hiding in the tree and trying to ask for death
后来呢神还是怜悯他。
Later on, God had mercy on him.
所以在第十九章，神差遣天使帮他。
And then in 1 Kings chapter 19, God asked angels to come to help him.
啊，这个天使来了，给他预备吃的喝的。
And the angel came to prepare some things to eat and drink for him.
圣经就说，他仗着这饮食的力量。
And the Bible says that.He went in the strength of that food.
走了四十昼夜。
He walked 40 days and 40 nights.
到何烈山朝见神。
As far as Horeb, the mountain of God.
弟兄姊妹们，若不是神从天上帮助他。
Brothers and sisters, if not God helping him from heaven.
以利亚没有能力。
Elijah does not have that strength.
所以雅各写以利亚是最好。
So,James, when he spoke of Elijah, the best.
他说：“以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。”哎呀，太好了。
James says that Elijah is someone with the same nature as us.
弟兄姊妹，事实上啊，从旧约历史到现在教会历史上，每一个神的仆人都是软弱的。
In fact, even from the church history and from the Old Testament time to now, every servant is weak.
你不要说你是软弱的。
Do not say that you are weak.
他们都是软弱的。
Everyone is weak.
但是呢，他们如何刚强呢？
But how are they strengthened?
那是靠着主给他们的恩典。
It is by the grace that the Lord has provided.
所以他能够一口气走四十昼夜。
So he was able to walk 40 days and 40 nights.
这个叫什么？
What does this mean?
力上加力。
From strength to strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，今天我们奔走这条路啊。
As we walk on this way.
需要力上加力。
We need to go from strength to strength.
圣经中啊，有一些的话讲到这个力上加力。
There are some words in the Bible that speaks of from strength to strength.
我们来读一下啊，请弟兄姊妹看这个约伯记。
Let us turn to the book of Job.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
第九节。
Verse
9. 然而义人要持守所行的道，守节的人要力上加力。
Yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger.
所以你看约伯记这句话非常好。
Now you see the word in Job is very good.
当义人在这里持守所行的道的时候，
when the righteous is holding on to his way,
他们怎么样能够力上加力呢？
How can they go from strength to strength?
需要手清洁。
Their hands need to be clean.
旧约圣经常常讲了，我们作为圣徒要守洁心清啊。
The Old Testament often says that as we are Christians, we need to have clean hands and clean heart.
所以一个基督徒如果守洁心清，
if we have clean hands and pure heart,
他走主的路就很有力量。
Then they can walk with strength.
不然的话，你老是良心不安，对不对？
Otherwise, there's also always something wrong with your conscience.
那你这个走主的路，定规是什么呢？定规是有亏，那么没有力量。
Then in that way, of course, you will not have strength when you walk.
所以手洁需要心清。
So the hands need to be clean and the heart needs to be clean.
所以这些年呢，我常常在各样侍奉的聚会里面，鼓励侍奉主的人要追求魂的纯洁。
Therefore, these days I often encourage.People who are serving the Lord to pursue after the purity of the soul.
彼得前书，彼得一再地鼓励我们。
In 1 Peter, Peter continues to exhort us.
在侍奉的事情上面，我们需要有一个纯洁的魂。
That we need to have a pure soul in matters of service.
你知道侍奉主是需要用灵的。
We know that to serve the Lord, we need the Spirit.
你的灵怎么能刚强有力呢？
How can your spirit be strengthened?
你的灵的品质怎么能变得好呢？
How can your spirit's quality be better?
啊，你知道这个人的灵的品质是有不同的 quality 的。
You need to know that there's different qualities of the spirit.
你记得但以理的故事吗？
You remember the story of Daniel?
啊，圣经记载说但以理里面有美好的灵性。
And the Bible says that Daniel has a good spirit.
Excellent.
Excellent
spirit. Yeah. 在但以理的里面有美好的灵性。
In Daniel, there is an excellent spirit.
所以呢，他在那么一个被掳、完全黑暗的一个年间。
So during a time when it was full of darkness in a time of captivity,
他能解这个君王的梦。
He can interpret the dream of the king.
他能够治理整个巴比伦大帝国。
And he can minister the entire Babylonian kingdom.
他能够在那个敌人的国度里面侍奉神。
And he can serve God in the kingdom of an enemy.
因为什么？因为他里面有一个美好的灵性。
Because in him there is an excellent spirit.
当然我们知道他这个灵性呢 是出于他的那个绝对的奉献。
We know that quality of his excellent spirit is through his consecration, the absolute consecration.
弟兄姊妹们，他这个美好的这个灵性，你看见他就 他就对付他自己里面的这个欲望。
And this excellent spirit deals with his desire and his ego.
人家呢，这个以西结呢，被掳的时候弄到河边去做奴工了。
When Ezekiel was in captivity, he was on the shore and to do farming.
哎呦，他很幸运呐，被弄到了王宫里去了。
But Daniel is very fortunate to be brought into the palace.
并且呢，那个王说啊，要把我吃的食物分他们一份。
And in fact, the king says, give them the food that I eat.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果是你的话呢，你怎么想啊？
Brothers and sisters, if that is you, what would you think?
Oh, 我们一说 oh, I'm lucky. 怎么会我怎么弄到皇宫里面来了，对不对？
Oh, I'm so lucky that I'm assigned to the palace.
并且呢，圣经特别讲啊，那个王宫里面用食物来引诱他们。
And the Bible especially says that they use the food to tempt them.
弟兄姊妹，你喜欢吃吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you like to eat?
啊，喜欢吃吗？
Do you like to eat?
喜欢吃美食吗？
Do you like to eat good food?
我记得我那个小儿子小的时候啊，但他现在不会了。小的时候。
I remember for my younger son when he was little.
啊，那个不七八岁左右可能这样。
When 7 or 8 years old.
有时候中午睡午觉。
And he's taking a nap.
一睡午觉，然后眼睛一张开，看见妈妈。
And he opens his eyes and sees his mom.
他第一句话什么呢
？What's his first word?
他说：“妈妈，我要吃好东西。”
Mommy, I want to eat something good.
这个眼睛第一张开就想吃。
From opening the eyes, the first thought is food.
所以一个人能抗拒这个饮食这个引诱。
To be able to bear the temptation of food.
你里面一定要把这个欲望给它遮除掉，对吧
？You have to first get rid of that desire.
所以认真的讲，这般年轻人。但以理他们怎样在追求一个纯洁的魂
So strictly speaking these Daniel and his companions were pursuing after a pure spirit
讲过弟兄姊妹知道这个魂是什么对就我们人的最主要的部分
You know what the soul is It is the most important part of a man
是我们的心思我们的情感我们的意志再加上我们的感觉这就是我们的魂
It is our mind, our emotions, our will, and also our feelings.
撒旦今天呢，最能够破坏我们，就是用很多的东西来引诱我们的魂。
And Satan these days, the best weapon he has is to use a lot of things to tempt our soul.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我知道，我告诉你们这事，听起来简单，实行起来要付代价，不容易的。
I know, brothers and sisters, what I'm saying.Sounds very easy, but to actually carry it out, you have to pay a cost. It's not easy.
当你能追求一个纯洁的魂
when you can pursue a pure soul,
你的魂被对付到什么样的情况
your soul is dealt to what a point,
你的灵的品质就到什么样情况
then your quality of spirit will go to what a point.
弟兄姊妹，这是里面的路
This is the inner way, brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒要走这个 inner way.
We need to walk the inner way for Christians.
我从年轻时候就被提醒。
I was reminded of this when I was young.
弟兄们常常讲，我们今天走的路是 inner way.
Brothers often say we are walking this inner way.
所以你里面的光景需要受对付。
That your inner condition must be dealt with.
你的灵的品质才会好。
Then the quality of your spirit will be good.
我们看见很多基督徒都是走外面的路啊。
We know that a lot of Christians walk the outward way.
啊，做工啊，努力啊，结果呢，到最后发现这个人的情况没有改变。
Do a lot of ministry and do a lot of work, but the man does not change.
所以呢，我们心思需要纯洁。
So that our minds need to be pure.
啊，我们的弟兄告诉我们腓立比书啊。
Our brother tells us from Philippians.
在第二章有一个最美丽的心思。
There is this in chapter 2 there is this most beautiful mind
就是基督的心思
it is the mind of Christ
那个才是一个最纯洁的心思
that is the most pure mind
今天呢保罗告诉我们基督徒里面应该有基督的心思
Paul tells us today that as Christians we must have a mind that is the mind of Christ
哎呀这句话弟兄姊妹你应该常常读
you should read this verse very often
太宝贵了
It is too precious
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
只有有基督这样的心思
Only if you have the mind of Christ
你才能够达到心思的纯洁
Then you can have the purity of the mind
在情感上专一
And to be loyal wholehearted in the emotion
更多的爱主
And to love the Lord even more
我们唱的诗歌里面讲说呢我不能再爱谁啊
I can love no one else. We sing this to him. This is David's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，情感上要纯洁。
So emotions also need to be pure.
我们的意志要归给主。
And our will needs to be turned over to the Lord.
你知道我们堕落的意志啊，最不好的一个点是什么呢
？Do you know the worst point of a fallen will?
就是固执。
That is stubbornness.
死不认错。
To not admit wrong.
明明错了不肯认。
And I already know I'm wrong, but I would not admit it.
其实是最笨的，你知道吧
？That is so stupid.
神说好，把你固执，把你存起来。
If you're stubborn, then I will keep this.
一个固执，两个固执，三个固执，神都把你存起来了。
And you're stubborn once, twice, thrice. I'll write this down.
到审判台前，神就看你这一辈子有好几百个固执。
And then before the throne judgment seat, you see you have been stubborn so many times.
神给你机会改，你不改嘛，对不对
？God gave you opportunities to change, and you won't.
你看我们多笨呢。
Isn't that so foolish?
但是这是我们堕落的魂所出现的现象。
But that is because of the fallen soul.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers,
如果我们落在这样的情况里仇敌太容易攻击我们了。
If we fall into this condition, then it's so easy for the enemy to attack.
哎呀他喜欢叫我们呢腿酸手下垂。
He likes to let us have weak knees and drooping arms.
叫我们走不动路。
So that we cannot walk anymore.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
守节的人
Those who has clean hands,
叫你良心无愧
then your conscience is clear.
这样人奔跑主的路才能够怎么样力上加力
These people, when they run the way, on the way, then they can go from strength to strength.
所以新约书信里面告诉我们
So in the New Testament,
如果你的心不责备你自己
If your heart does not condemn yourself,
你就坦然无惧了对不对
Then you can come boldly before him.
所以一个基督徒不能内心有亏的这样跟随主
Therefore, a Christian cannot have a conscience condemning yourself and still following the Lord.
所以约伯记里面记载着一人持守这条路要守节
So in Job, it's recorded that for a righteous person to hold on to this way, he needs to have clean hands.
这样才能力上加力。
Then he can have go from strength to strength.
我们再看一处圣经，箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
这里说，智慧人大有能力，有知识的人力上加力。
Verse 5, a wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
这里讲智慧人大有能力。
A wise man is strong.
当然今天呢弟兄姊妹我们晓得我们要有的智慧是神给的智慧。
Of course, we know that today the wisdom we want is the wisdom from God.
这个在基督徒中间呢也很困惑很多人。
And a lot of Christians are confused about this.
因为我们有自己的智慧。
Because we have our own wisdom.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，我们人的智慧是无用的。
But the Bible tells us that our wisdom is useless.
不是说在你读书做事上没用，是指的属灵的事上没有用。
It's not that it's useless when you're studying and working, but it is useless for spiritual matters.
使徒保罗是个聪明人。
Apostle Paul is a wise man.
哇，他对整个旧约的律法，那是读得熟得不得了。
He read the Old Testament, the law, and he knows it so well.
他在加马内的门下受严格的教育。
He learned under the tutelage of Gamaliel.
他本来想要做一个伟大的法利赛人。
He wanted to be a great Pharisee.
他对当代啊，希腊的哲学啊。也非常了解。
He also knows the philosophy of the Greek philosophy very well at that time.
你知道他在雅典时候讲了一篇道。
You know he was speaking in Athens.
那是保罗所有的道里面最有哲学意味的一篇道。
That he was preaching something that was the most filled with philosophy.
所以我们知道他通晓当代的学问。
So we know that he is well educated during that time.
所以他雄心万丈。
So he has a lot of ambition.
他希望呢，他能够给以色列国带来复兴。
He wanted to revive the kingdom of Israel.
啊，野心大得不得了。
That is such a great ambition.
所以一看主耶稣出来了，这个对我们的复兴有妨碍。
So then when he saw Jesus come up, this is a hindrance to our revival.
有妨碍。
There is a hindrance to the revival.
所以呢，他就非常的气愤。
So he was very angry.
这个从拿撒勒来出来这个木匠。
This is a carpenter from Nazareth.
哇，居然呢有这么多人跟随他。
Why are there so many people following him?
很生气。
Very angry.
所以因此呢，他就逼迫基督徒。
That's why he started persecuting Christians.
我们都知道的故事，对不对？
We know the story.
啊，幸好主怜悯他。
Thank the Lord that he had mercy on him.
追着大马色，还没进大马色城，在路上主就显现。
When he was going to Damascus, and even before reaching there, then the Lord revealed himself.
那一天主的显现。
That revelation that day.
把这个自以为聪明、自以为有能力的保罗。
To the Paul who thought he was well, power, very powerful and very wise.
在神的大光底下把他打倒在地。
Under the great light from heaven, he was pushed to the ground.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从那天开始起。
Starting from that day, Paul changed.
因此他写下了哥林多前书第二章。
That's why he wrote 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
啊，他就说，哦，我们原来自以为有的智慧呢，只不过是将亡之人的智慧。
And the wisdom that we thought we knew, this is just the wisdom of this age.
他就发现，在我们蒙恩得救之后，
He found out that after we believed,
神给了我们另外一个智慧。
That God gave us a different wisdom.
那个叫做神奥秘的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God in a mystery.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们每一个得救的人里面，我们都有奥秘的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us who believe the Lord, we have this wisdom of God in a mystery.
我们有两个智慧。
We have two wisdoms.
啊，弟兄姊妹，请你记得。你如果凭你天然的智慧
，If you are relying on your natural wisdom，
你即使你能读圣经
，Even if you can read the Bible，
你没有办法明白神的事情
，You cannot comprehend things of God。
它里面还有个奥秘的智慧
，There is also this wisdom of God and a mystery。
这个奥秘的智慧
，This wisdom of God and a mystery，
叫我们能明白神的事情
，That we can understand and comprehend things of God。
这是保罗告诉我们的。
This is what Paul tells us.
但是也在我们的经历里面呢，确实是这样。
But this is also true in our own experience.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道摩西怎么能写下摩西五经啊？
You know how could Moses write the Pentateuch?
这个你至少的创世纪第一章就是不得了的一章圣经啊。
If you think of even the first chapter, Genesis chapter 1, that's so incredible.
在人类历史中从来没有人科学家也不知道这个宇宙怎么来的。
You know, even scientists couldn't figure out how this universe came about.
后来一百多年前弄出个大笑话来，对吧？
And 100 years later, or ago, there is this great joke.
这地球怎么来的？
How did the earth come about?
大爆炸。
A big bang.
Boom!
Boom!
出来了
，and came about。
到现在大家都信这个
，and now everybody believes this theory。
这是什么理论？到今天人还搞不清楚，对不对？为什么有爆炸也不知道
？Why? What kind of theory is this? And you don't know why there was a big bang?
摩西哪里来的智慧呀
？Where did Moses get this wisdom?
摩西的智慧是埃及的智慧，对吗
？Moses's wisdom was from the training of
Egypt. 他40年在埃及受教育的。
He was educated for 40 years in Egypt.
那个埃及的教育对于这个宇宙的来源呢，他们都是神话。
And in Egypt, regarding the creation of the universe, it is all myths.
跟我们中国人一样，最早神话。
It is like Chinese myths.
我们中国人说地球怎么来的
？And Chinese people say, how did the earth come about?
盘古开天地。
Someone named Pangu, he cut some bowl in half, and now there's heaven and earth.
我还没讲，他已经讲了。盘古怎么开天地？拿个大斧头。
Pangu took a huge axe.
然后就看呐、砍出我们现在天地。
And he was chopping down some bowl, and now there's heaven and earth.
有人说地球是圆的，你怎么砍不出来？
If you're inside a bowl, how can you cut out something that's spherical?
只有当神把这个奥秘的智慧给了摩西。
Only when God revealed this wisdom of mystery to Moses.
他就写下创世纪的第一章。
Then he can write Genesis chapter 1.
那真的是一张奥秘的一张圣经啊。
It's such a chapter full of mystery.
这神给他的智慧。
This is a wisdom from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你看，保罗是很有智慧的。
Paul is also full of wisdom.
但后来保罗知道，凭着他自己的智慧没办法认识神。
But then later on, Paul understood that by his own wisdom he cannot know God.
所以神给他的智慧。
So the wisdom that God gave him.
他认识宇宙更大的奥秘。
He understood the wisdom of this universe.
这个奥秘是什么？
What is this mystery?
就是基督。
This is Christ.
他说神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
哇，弟兄姊妹，那个更不得了了。
This is more incredible.
他说你看见这个物质的世界原来是在基督里面创造出来的。
The physical world that you see is actually created in Christ.
也透过他造的。
And it's through Christ.
最后归给他。
And it is for Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我就说你如果把哥罗西一书给这个地上这些物理学家，他想破脑袋他也不能明白。
If you give Colossians, brothers and sisters, to a physicist nowadays, they could not comprehend.
原来这个世界是在基督里面创造出来的。
That this world is created in Christ.
这是什么智慧啊？
What kind of wisdom is this?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神给的奥秘的智慧。
This is a mystery of wisdom.
神不仅给保罗有这个智慧。
Not only did God give Paul this.
神还把这个智慧给了约翰。
And he also gave this to John.
哎呀。这个打鱼的人呢
？This is a fisherman.
哈，弟兄姊妹们，拿起笔来。
A fisherman took up a pen.
太初有道，哇，不得了了。
In the beginning was the word.
哇，你知道这个地上很多哲学家、啊、
？You know a lot of philosophers on this earth.
他们说呢，在地上的哲学最深奥的，就是那句话：太初有道。
They say that the deepest philosophy that they ever saw was in the beginning was the word.
我们中国也很多智慧人，对不对？
And we have a lot of wise men in China.
Yeah, 有时候我真是很敬仰，像个老子。
Like 老子。
他也说啊，这个道可道，对不对？不用不没关系，不用翻了，不用翻了啊。
He said something very deep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.He talks about the Tao. You know, T-A-O.
He speaks of Tao. T-A-O.
弟兄姊妹们，那是个神秘的东西。
This is a mysterious mystery.
啊，他那个道啊，讲出来差一点点，只要把个耶稣的名字放上就对了。
If he added the name of Jesus, then it would be right.
哇，你看，弟兄姊妹们。这些打鱼的人没受过教育的
，But this is a fisherman who didn't get educated.
居然有这样的智慧
，Would have wisdom like so.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我只是点了一点啊，里面你去读读多深奥。
Of course, I'm only just pointing out a few things, but if you go read, so many mysteries.
所以弟兄姊妹，你一定要相信。
So you have to believe.
今天你要明白神的事。
If you are to comprehend things of God,
你要凭着里面这个奥秘的智慧
that you have to rely upon this mystery of God.
不能凭你这个天然的智慧
the mystery, the wisdom of God, a mystery.
啊，你凭天然的智慧，你是没有办法明白神的事情。
And you cannot rely on your natural wisdom.
我非常感谢主啊。
I really thank the Lord.
啊。大概1965年左右
around 1965
那个时候我年纪很轻啊
I was still young at that time
在二十多岁
I was in my 20s
那么主的怜悯临到我
The Lord's mercy came to me
因为那时候我们读 T. Austin Sparks 的书啊
Because I was reading books from T. Austin Sparks
我开头读他书的时候我都读不懂
I couldn't understand it at the beginning.
哇，这是天书啊，我怎么都读不懂。
This is heavenly script. I cannot understand.
所有属灵书吧，我都可以读，就读它读不懂。
All the other spiritual books I can understand, but I couldn't understand.
心里很苦恼。
So I was frustrated.
这个时候开始，圣灵在我里面做工了。
But I thank the Lord, Holy Spirit started to do work.
当你觉得属灵的事情你无法明白的时候啊，有苦恼的时候呢，你知道这个开始了。
When you're frustrated that you couldn't understand something spiritual, then he starts to worship.
苦恼了很长好长一段时间.
I was frustrated for quite some time.
我说我怎么弄不懂呢?
How come I can't understand this?
每次读，人家都说很深奥，我读我就很痛苦，读不下去.
Everybody says this is a great deep book, and I read it, and it's still painful. I can't go.
我记得有一天几乎我生气，我就把那个书。
One time I was so angry, I tossed the book into the trash can.
后来想，哎，不对啊，这属灵的书不能丢垃圾桶，所以我又拿回来了。Then
later on, I thought, well, I shouldn't have done that, so I took it out from the.
后来有弟兄们叫我读他书中间的一段。Then
later on, some brothers told me to read one passage from the book.
因为那一段呢，他那个时候没有中文翻译，只有英文的。
Because that passage, at that time, there's no Chinese translation, so it's in English.
哎呀，我本来英文就不好，这读那个站着苦的要命。
And my English was not so good, so then it's really hard to understand.
我从来没有读英文像读那一段那么用功过。
I have never studied any passage in English as carefully as I did for that.
我就把字典打开，每个字都查。
I took out a dictionary and looked up every single word.
把那段读了，其实还是不大懂。
And then after I did that, I still don't quite understand.
我同学中有个英文好的，我还去请教他。
And I have a classmate whose English is pretty good, so I asked him.
因为他也不是基督徒，也不懂得属灵事情，翻译起来奇奇怪怪的。
But because he's not a Christian, so he doesn't understand the Bible, so his translation is very awkward.
搞得我更不懂了。
So I'm even more confused.
但是我就在那边摸啊摸啊摸啊摸来摸去的。So
that I keep trying to comprehend.
好几个月在那摸那一段，就那么一段。
For many months, just that single passage, I keep going over it.
有一天，忽然之间里面开朗。One
day, suddenly something opened within.
神的灵啊，点中我里面那个奥秘的智慧。And
God's Spirit touched upon that mystery of God wisdom of God in a mystery.
这么一点呢？And
then when he touched,
哇，我觉得好像全本圣经都亮了。
Then I feel the entire Bible is illuminated.
那个时候年纪轻，每天晚上一睡觉不得了，这个头一阵枕头啊，哇，主的话就在里面，这个翻腾呢。And
I was young, and whenever I hit the pillow and started about to sleep, then His words are just coming before me all.
整晚上在那里思想主的话。And
all night I'm meditating upon the Lord.
到一个地步啊，这受不了了。
To the point where I couldn't endure it.
我说主啊，停停停停，受不了了。
I said, Lord, pause, I cannot endure it.
因为呢，我明天还要上课呢，我这个不睡觉怎么行呢？
Because I still have classes to go to tomorrow. I need to sleep.
弟兄姊妹，前后大概至少一个多月的时间。
Brothers and sisters, this went on for about a month.
我每天都在这个情况里面。
Every day I was in this condition.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神给我们那个奥秘的智慧是真的。
What God gave us, that wisdom is real.
你里面也有,
you have it within you.
你要仰望主的灵在你里面解开这个奥秘的智慧。
You have to look to God's Spirit in you to open up this wisdom.
我满心感谢我的主。
I thank the Lord from the depth of my heart.
从那个时候开始,
from that time onward.
当然弟兄姊妹们, 这个人的智慧啊, 需要开发的, 对不对?
Of course, brothers and sisters, man's wisdom also needs to be cultivated.
需要develop. 你进小时候进幼稚园，进小学、初中、高中、大学，那么一直到研究所。
And if you are go from kindergarten, various schools up to PhD.
我们弟兄能当教授，这个智慧被开发过的，对不对？
So, your wisdom has to be developed if you're going to be a professor.
奥秘的智慧也需要被开发。
In the same way, the wisdom of God and the mystery, that needs to be developed as well.
1965年对我来讲，那个是一个起点。
So 1965, for me, that is a starting point.
你如果一直的跟随圣灵，他就不断的开展这个智慧。
If you continue to follow the Holy Spirit, He'll continue to develop you.
弟兄姊妹，我常常讲啊，我能服侍到今天，能有那么多的话语来跟弟兄姊妹们交通，不是我有什么本事，我读了多少书，一点都不是，弟兄姊妹。
I have told you, brothers and sisters, that I can serve the Lord until this point. I can share and preach. It is not because I have some power from myself.
我是靠着主在我里面点活的这一点的奥秘的智慧。
But it is faith by the Lord touching and making alive this wisdom.
他在我里面呢, 像一个小小的泉源。
It is like a small spring from within.
这是活的。
And it's a living spring.
啊, 你如果读了一大堆的书, 弄了一大堆的知识是死的。
If you read a lot of books and you figure a lot of theories out, that's dead.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
感谢神的恩典,
thank the Lord's grace.
是他使我们能够明白属灵的事情。
It is Him who allows us to be able to comprehend spiritual matters.
我们在侍奉中啊, 常常有的时候啊, 被某些情况呢, 这个蒙蔽了。In
service, sometimes we are, because of certain things, we have this veil.
我们常常听说啊, 这个年轻人啊, 他们不懂得属灵深奥的事情。
We often hear that young people cannot comprehend deep spiritual things.
所以呢, 你服侍年轻人的时候最好不要讲什么的奥秘神的这些啊, 要讲他们能懂的话, 对不对?
So when you're serving young people, do not speak of these mysteries of God, but rather something they could comprehend.
我就说我们常常呢, 我们上当了。
We are fooled by this thing.
你忘记了, 属灵的事情是神的事情，不是人的事情。
You forget that spiritual matters are of God, not of man.
你放心去讲。
You take, be bold and say it.
当然，你讲的不是知识，你要讲的是主给你的活的话，对不对？
Of course, you are not speaking just knowledge, but it's living word from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹是会懂的。
Then brothers and sisters will comprehend.
因为神会使他懂，知道吧？
Because God will make them comprehend.
哎呀。 弟兄姊妹们，你不知道神的工作多奇妙。
You not know how wonderful God's work is?
所以我被开窍的时候，我大概22岁。
No, when this was opened for me, I was about 22 years old.
我们看见尼托森弟兄呢，十几岁就开了窍了。We
know that Brother Watchman Nee, this was opened for him about in his teens.
23岁就写《属灵人》这本书啊。And
when he was 23, he wrote the book Spiritual Man.
弟兄姊妹，今天在座的。 有23岁的吗?
Is there anyone here who's 23 years old?
恐怕都超过了。
Perhaps a lot of you are more than 23 years old.
很多人读他的书还读不懂呢。
A lot of people cannot understand
him. 人家是23岁就开始写了。
But he wrote it, started writing it when he was 23
years old. 你看，当初教导他的这个 Miss Barber 啊，何淑文姊妹。
And Miss Barber who was teaching him.
多有信心相信神的作为。
How much faith she had to trust in God's work.
19岁就叫他读宾路易士母的书。
And when he was 19 years old, she told him to read books by Jesse Penn Lewis.
那么叫他学十架功课。
And to learn the lesson of the cross.
所以属灵的事情是神的事情。
Spiritual matters is of God.
那当然，弟兄姊妹，今天你要知道神给你一个新生命。
But you need to know today God has given you this new life.
弟兄姊妹，这个新生命里面有新的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, in this new life, there is new wisdom.
是奥秘的智慧。
And it is a mystery.
是圣经讲的智慧，不是人的智慧。
And this wisdom is what the Bible says, not man's wisdom.
所以箴言书说，智慧人大有能力。
And that's why Proverbs says, Wise man is strong.
有知识的人力上加力。
A man of knowledge increases strength.
这个有知识也可以翻作是见识，有见识的 就wise。
Here, a man of knowledge could also be translated as wise.
对啊，如果你今天有属灵的知识，
If today you have spiritual knowledge,
有圣灵解开主的话，
And you have the Holy Spirit to open up the Lord's word.
从基督这个宝库里面释放出。 亮光启示,
and from the treasure that is in Christ to illuminate this revelation.
我们晓得今天你读圣经哈,
Today when you read the Bible,
需要圣灵在你里面做开启的工作。
You need the Holy Spirit in you to do the work of opening it up.
也是点活你那个奥秘的智慧。
And to make alive that wisdom from God.
你明白了基督的意义。
And then you know the meaning of Christ.
你就得着了话语的实际。
And that brings about the reality of the word.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的多么大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a great grace that God
has given us. 所以你有了这样的认识。
So when you have this knowledge,
什么也挡不住你。
When you have this wisdom, nothing can hinder you.
弟兄姊妹，你奔跑主的道路一定是力上加力的。
And when you walk, when you run this way, it will be strength to strength.
你用那个世界上书本上读来的知识，那个是芦苇的兵器，没有用的。
And if you use the knowledge from the world, these are weapons that you cannot use.
所以弟兄姊妹们，追随主的路一定要对。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the way that you pursue the Lord must be right.
一个读经的路一定要对的。
And the way of reading the Bible must be right.
所以你每次读经，你好好的祷告。
So every time you read the Bible, you must pray.
求圣灵在你里面做工开。
Ask the Holy Spirit to do the work of opening in you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵解开的言语。
What the words that brought the Holy Spirit opens up.
那个叫真知识。
Then that is true knowledge.
Yeah, 这个实在是太宝贵。
This is so precious.
因为我看见地下很多年轻弟兄姊妹啊。
I see a lot of young brothers and sisters here.
哎呀，我真的希望你们从现在开始，在读经的事上，走在神的正路上。
I desire for you that from now on, you will in the regards to reading the Bible, you will walk on the right way.
Okay. 我们再看一节圣经。
Let's turn to another passage.
新约。
In the New Testament,
新约圣经哥罗西书
in Colossians,
哥罗西书第一章
Colossians chapter 1,
第十一节
verse 11.
照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力。好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy.
这里保罗讲到力上加力。
Here Paul speaks of strengthened with all might.
是什么能使他力上加力呢？
What caused him to be strengthened with all might?
他说是主显现的荣耀。
It is the according to his glorious power.
这个荣耀是有全能的。
And this glory has power.
就使我们力上加力跟随主。
And this strengthens us with all might.
我刚刚不是讲过吗？我们那个时候有一百多弟兄姊妹愿意侍奉，到最后好像只有我一个人出来。
I mentioned that there's 180 brothers who wanted to serve the Lord, and later on there's only me.
我也很软弱。
I'm also very weak.
弟兄姊妹们，那个时候很多人都倒退呀。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of people were drawing back.
我要出来服侍主。
I want to come out to serve the Lord.
很多年长弟兄们都劝我。
A lot of elder brothers exhort me.
你再慢一点，等一等吧。
Perhaps wait a little.
我爸爸也跟我讲，你不害怕吗？
My father also asked me, are you not afraid?
他说，你看教会一发生事情呢，比地上的政治更可怕。
He says, if some difficulty happens in the church, it is even more severe than political things in this earth.
呀，好多的同学、老师说你书读得好好的，为什么要去侍奉主呢？
And a lot of classmates and teachers said, you're studying quite well. Why would you go and throw this all away?
那个时候的确我里面有个吸引。
But there's a draw in me.
弟兄姊妹们，再不是什么外面的工作啦，什么东西，不是主的荣耀。
It's not outward works, but it is the Lord's glory.
哥罗西书这样的话，主在我们里面就是有荣耀的盼望。
And Colossians says, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
你看那个时候年纪轻轻的，我现在回头想有点糊里糊涂啊。
And when I was young, now I look back, it seems like I was not quite clear.
但是呢，这个里面就是有一股的力量，叫你往前。
But there is this strength from within that's pushing me to go forward.
很多弟兄姊妹都退掉了，结果我还是往前。
A lot of brothers and sisters shrink back, but I will still press forward.
弟兄姊妹，主的荣耀的吸引是一个大的力量。
Brothers and sisters, the draw from the Lord's glory is a great power.
在这里保罗讲，你要有了这样的一个吸引。
Paul here says that once you have this draw,
力上加力，
then you'll be strengthened with all might.
你不能不仅能忍耐，
not only can you have patience and long-suffering,
你还能够有宽容的心，
but you...Not only can you have patience, but you can also have long suffering.
主的荣耀使我们宽广。
So
God's glory, the Lord's glory, allow us to be broad.
弟兄姊妹, 叫我们能够起来奔跑主的道路,
so that we can rise up and run the Lord's race.
保罗跟随主,
Paul followed the Lord.
一路上就这个荣耀吸引他,
the entire way, it is this glory that keeps drawing him.
弟兄姊妹们,这个荣耀鼓舞着他,
brothers and sisters, it is this great glory that encourages
him
so that he can run the Lord's way.
我们那时候小小的诗歌啊,
we had this hymn
讲到主在这里, 主在这里,
the Lord is here, the Lord is here.
这个短歌呢, 是根据以马忤斯的两个门徒写的,
this short hymn is according to the story of the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
那么门徒们本来跟随主的,
the disciples were following the Lord.
哇, 看他行神迹, 又有大能, 对不对?
And he did signs and miracles.
啊, 主的爱一直随着他们,
and the Lord's love surrounded them.
结果他们不明白这么有能力的主怎么钉在十字架上死了呢?
And they couldn't comprehend why someone so powerful would be nailed on the cross and
所以他们就灰心丧志,
so then they lost heart.
所以他们说, 哎呀, 不知道发生什么事,
and they said among themselves, I don't know what happened.
所以他说我们就往以马忤斯去吧,
let's go to Emmaus.
你知道耶路撒冷是在山上,
you know, Jerusalem is on the top of a mountain.
他们往以马忤斯的路, 这是往耶利哥那个方向走的,
so when they're going to Emmaus, they're going towards Jericho.
是走下坡路,
it is downhill.
啊, 他们就在一路走, 一路走, 往下走,
so they're walking downhill.
结果就在路途中,
but on that way,
忽然主显现,
the Lord appeared to them.
啊, 主就跟他们一起走,
the Lord walked with them.
他们不知道这就是主耶稣啊,
yet they do not know that this is the Lord.
哎呦, 谈的时候呢, 心里火热,
but then when they were fellowshipping, then their heart was stirred up.
所以我们的诗歌就讲, 主在这里, 心里火热,
and that's why our hymn says, the Lord is here, so then we are stirred up.
天晚了, 他们搭帐篷,
and then it was night time, so they got a tent.
哎呀, 主耶稣还要故意往前走,
and the Lord Jesus pretended to walk forward.
他们两个就强留主耶稣,
and the two of them forced the Lord Jesus to stay with them.
所以他们在吃饭的时候,
and as they were about to eat,
主把这个饼一拨,
the Lord broke the bread.
哇, 门徒的眼睛就亮了,
and their eyes were opened.
原来是主,
it is the Lord.
一下主不见,
and the Lord disappeared.
结果呢, 他们就力上加力,
so then they went from strength to strength.
主的荣耀成了他们里面的吸引,
the Lord's glory became their draw.
所以他们两个就回头,
so they turned back,
就回到耶路撒冷去,
and went back to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有主的显现,
only the Lord's appearing,
是我们里面的力量,
that is the strength.
主的荣耀带有全能,
his glory comes with power.
所以我们要有爱慕主的显现,
so that we must love his appearing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗被主的荣耀所吸引,
Apostle Paul was drawn by the Lord's glory.
所以他一生跟随主, 这么多的艰难, 这么多的困苦, 都挡不住他。
Therefore, he followed the Lord all his life, and all these difficulties could not hinder him.
你看在使徒行传第20章,
in Acts chapter 20,
啊, 我们可以读一下,
let's read it.
23-24。但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulation await me, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, in the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. He knows there are a lot of tribulations that await him. But we see that nothing can hinder him.
他说我不以性命为念,
he says that he does not even care about his dear life.
我一定要行完我的路程,
he must finish my race.
下面一句话很重要,
and the next verse is very important. And the ministry which I receive from the Lord.
所以我们不是说呢, 光是一条大马路这么跑, 不是在这条路上还有托付, 还有神所给我们,
and so we are not just running on any old highway, but there is this entrustment and this ministry that the Lord has given us. Not only are there tribulations and difficulties on this way, but there is also this entrustment. So if not for this glory of the Lord,
保罗哪里来的勇气,
where would Paul have this courage? Because the draw of the glory of God. So he was loyal to the ministry. He needs to finish the course. Nothing can hinder him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这就好像我们开头所读到的这个哈巴谷书第三章那句话一样,
just like in Habakkuk chapter 3 that we read.
虽然哈巴谷处在一个荒凉的年间,
even though Habakkuk is in a days of desolation, and the condition of Israel was such in a pitiful state, but Habakkuk was strengthened.
他靠着神，他说我们能够在神面前奔跑，快如母鹿的蹄。
He says that by the Lord God is my strength, I can run with feet like deer's feet,
并且能够稳行在高处。
And I can make me walk on my high hills.
弟兄姊妹们,
this is a backdrop.
为什么这个母鹿跑得这么快啊?
Why can the deer run so quickly?
因为它肚子里面怀着胎呢。
Because the deer is pregnant.
这个母鹿为了保护它腹中的胎,
in order to protect the unborn deer,
现在有别的野兽在追着它。
There is other beasts that's pursuing after her. So this deer would run really, really quickly.
她不仅跑得快,
not only could she run fast,
她还要稳行,
she also needs to walk
well,
because she needs to protect the baby.
她不能把那腹中的胎儿跑掉了, 对不对?
She cannot run in such a way to cause a miscarriage.
这就是保罗当初的情况。
This is the condition of Paul.
他一面往前跑,
as he's running forward,
他还要背负着神给他的任务。
He also needs to hold on to the ministry that God has entrusted him.
并且他要稳行在高处。
And he needs to not lose feet.
这个路为什么稳行在高处呢?
Why would a deer run on a high place?
叫仇敌够不到他, 碰不到他。
So that the enemy cannot reach her.
躲避仇敌的一切的攻击,
to be protected from all the attacks of the enemy.
所以今天呢, 奔这条路,
so today as we run on this way,
不仅你要快,
not only do you have to be fast,
你要稳,
and you have to be steady,
并且你要高,
but you also have to be high.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们所处的是末了的时代,
these are the last days.
我们知道仇敌的工作非常的厉害。
We know that the works of the enemy is quite powerful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
撒旦在后面不断地追赶着我们。
Satan is pursuing after us non-stop.
我们需要仰望主自己的怜悯。
We have to look for the Lord's mercy.
我们正在奔跑这条路。
As we're walking on this way,
弟兄姊妹们, 要跑得稳稳的。
We have to run steadily.
那么也要让主的心意在我们身上呢不落空,
and that we would not let the Lord's
靠着主的恩典奔跑在高处,
that His will on us will not be in vain, and we, by His strength we can walk on high
权是够不到我们。
So that the dominion of the enemy cannot reach us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
看保罗在地上就是这样奔跑的。
Paul was running in this manner when he was on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天呢，这个实在是需要主给我们有丰盛的恩典。
Therefore, today we truly need the Lord to give us bountiful grace.
我记得我们从前传福音的时候啊。
I remember when we were preaching the gospel.
有个弟兄蒙恩得救，他很有意思。
A brother was saved, and it's very interesting.
他呢，因为喜欢抽烟。
Because he likes to smoke.
是个老军人，抽了一辈子的烟。
He's an old soldier, so he smoked for his entire life.
后来他信主了。
And he believed the Lord.
信主之后就去受浸。
And he was baptized.
那么受完浸之后啊。
After he was baptized,
我听到一个弟兄讲一篇信息，讲到这个如露渴慕溪水。
And then he heard a message from a brother, as a deer panteth for the water.
当这个猎狗追着这个鹿，说这个鹿拼命的跑。
As the pursuer is pursuing after the deer, the deer is running.
那狗的鼻子很灵敏啊。
And the dog is very good with.
越跑，这鹿身上出汗了，味道就更浓了。
Sense of the nose, and that the faster you run, the more you sweat. And so the dog is running very closely.
如果这个时候看见前面有一条小溪，有个河，
if now there is a tiny river,
这个鹿就知道得救了。
And the deer knows that it is saved.
所以它就跳到那个河里面去。
So it will jump into the river.
然后从那个河里面过去。
And go to the other side.
但狗也会游泳，也过去。
Of course, a dog will also go over because.
但是这个鹿因为经过这个溪水一冲刷，那味道没了。
But because of the washing of the river, then the scent is gone.
或者减退，到上狗再上去闻不到味道，追不到。
And on the other side, the dog cannot pursue after more because he can't sense the.
哦，这个弟兄说，感谢主，我就是这个样。
And then the brother says, "Thank the Lord, I'm like this."
你知道我没有信主之前呢，我抽烟，全身都是烟味。
Before I believed the Lord, I smoked, and my entire body smells like smoking.
我的房屋里面都是烟味。
And my dwelling place is.
我的被上面也是烟味。
And also in my bedding.
说难怪了，那个魔鬼像狗一样的。
So that's why the enemy is like the dog.
闻着我的味道追个不停、啊、
And keep pursuing after me because of the scent.
感谢主我受浸了。
Thank the Lord I was baptized.
所以我从水里一上来，
When I came out from the water,
整个烟就断绝了。
And the smoking is done for.
他说魔鬼的鼻子再闻不到我了。
He says the enemy's nose cannot smell me anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天跟随主真的是圣经的这些描述都是一些非常实在的经历。
These things in the Bible, the descriptions are really real.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
诗篇八十四篇，
Psalm 84,
这里所说的话非常的宝贵。
Here, this is such a precious thing.
请我们记得，他这里告诉我们说哈。他们行走力上加力。
They go from strength to strength.
这里讲不是一个人呢。
Here it is not singular.
这个他们我们可以领会做。你看从教会从旧约时代一直经过教会历史多少的人在这条路上奔呢对不对
?Here it says they. So there's so many people in church history, they're running the same race.
大家都在这条路上奔。
They're running on the same way.
那么最后呢这些人是什么？个人到锡安朝见神。
But then it says, each one appears before God and Zion.
所以请我们记得。
So may we remember this.
将来我们到主跟前去。
In the future when we come to the Lord.
每一个人都是个人与主面对面。
Every single one of us will be face to face with the Lord individually.
这是一个很大的荣耀，其实。
This is actually a great glory.
那么这里这个他们呢，也可以有另外一种的解释。
But you can also comprehend the word they in
another way. 指的一个团体。
It is a, speaking of a corporate thing.
今天如果我们这里弟兄姊妹们大家都在西安的大道上往上奔，对吧？
If brothers and sisters here are all together running on this highway to Zion.
让我们进到神的家。
When we get enter into the house of God.
每一个人与主面对面。
Then each one would appear before God.
这告诉我们需要我们跟主之间建立亲密的关系。
So it says that we need to have this deep and close relationship with the Lord.
这个亲密的关系是非常重要的。
And this close relationship is very important.
弟兄姊妹们，有一个弟兄讲得好啊。
Brothers and sisters, brother says as well.
将来到千年国度的时候
，In the millennial kingdom,
每一个基督徒跟主之间的距离不一样。
Every brother and sister, the distance from you to the Lord is different.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章形容。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 describes.
有的人刚刚得救
，Someone just believed.
那就好像呢，你看天上的星，那个天边那一点点星，小星啊，在那里。
And then it's like a little star from very far away.
那么一闪一闪，有若有若无的，对不对
？And it's a twinkling, very not you can't see it very well.
哇，有的人像月亮，有的人像日头出现。
But then some are like the moon and some are like the sun.
个人和主之间的关系不一样。
Each person's relationship with the Lord is different.
那是根据今天你在地上，你跟主的关系的建立。
It is based on the establishment of your current relationship with the Lord as your own.
这个说法是对的。
This is a true saying.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们要将来和主之间有更亲密的关系。
Brothers and sisters, we must have a closer relationship with the Lord.
我记得好多年前，我跟我姊妹两个晚上在床上，我跟她讲。
I remember many years ago, I was telling my wife in our bed.
我说啊，将来恐怕我跟主之间的关系更近。
I told her perhaps my distance with the Lord is the closest.
我姊妹讲的说，那不一定。
My wife says perhaps not.
感谢主啊
！Thank the Lord.
我们应该有这个心智。
We should have this desire.
今天我们就要跟主之间建立亲密的关系。
Today we must have a close relationship with our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你和主之间的关系亲不亲，密不密呀
？Are you close with the Lord？
自己要问自己。
You have to ask yourself.
啊，这非常的宝贵。
This is very precious.
主喜欢跟我们亲近。
The Lord delights in drawing nigh to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brother,
神的家在锡安
God's house is in Zion.
你要亲近神，你要进入神的旨意的。
If you want to draw nigh to God, then you have to enter into His will.
所以这里讲是团体的，也是个人的。
So that's why here it speaks of both individually and corporately.
所以到最后，他就向神祷告。
So then here he prays to God.
啊，他说：“耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。”
O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer.
我们都知道今天呢，在圣徒的生活中，祷告是一个亲近神的一件事情。
We know that we today, as we pray, it is a way to draw nigh to God.
神让我们亲近他，我们知道这是神给我们极大的权利啊，对不对？
You know, He permits us to draw nigh to Him. This is such a great privilege.
神的儿女应该喜欢祷告。
Brothers and God's children ought to want to pray.
你不要把它当成一个宗教形式，祷告呢是来到主跟前，与主面对面。
Do not think of this as a religious ritual, but instead come before the Lord's presence.
他称神为万军之神。
It says the Lord of God of hosts.
因为这条道路上太多的征战。
Because there are so many battles on this road.
我们可以祷告求主起来为我们征战。
But we can pray and ask the Lord to rise up to fight for us.
我们的侍奉、聚会、生活中都有。征战
In our service, in our daily living, there's all battles.
仇敌最厉害的工作就是要把我们跟主之间关系断开
The enemy's biggest work is to separate us from the Lord.
亚当就是这样
Adam was like that.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要主的怜悯
Brothers and sisters, we need God's mercy.
然后他最后说，雅各的神啊，求你留心听
Finally, it says, "Give ear, O God of Jacob."
在圣经里面，每次提到雅各，就代表软弱，代表肉体。
Every time in the Bible when it speaks of Jacob, it speaks of weakness and the flesh and corruption.
神乐意做雅各的神。
But God is delights in being the God of Jacob.
虽然我们有败坏，有软弱。
Even though we have corruption, we have weakness.
但是神是我们的神。
But God is our God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要满心的感谢他。
We have to thank Him with all our heart.
一个基督徒啊，在主面前能承认自己的软弱是好的。
So a Christian before God to admit that we are weak, this is a good thing.
啊，永远不要感觉我们很刚强，不。
Do not feel that we are very strong.
我们都是软弱的。
We are all weak.
他说：“神啊，求你留心听。”
It says, "Give ear, O God of Jacob."
认真的祷告。
To pray earnestly.
这个不是形式的祷告。
It is not a ritual.
在主的面前跟他面对面，主啊，求你留心听。
But before the Lord's presence, pray to him and ask him to give ear.
就像幼小的孩子在父母的怀中一样。
Just like young kids, in the embrace of their parents.
Yeah, 有时候我那个小孩小的时候，在我抱着他的时候呢，他跟我讲话，我在注意别的。
Some when my child was young and I was holding him and he was talking to me and I was paying attention to other things.
他会有一个很可爱的动作。
He would have a very cute action.
什么？他就用手把我的脸拨过来对着他。
And he will hold my face and turn towards him.
爸爸，我在讲话呢，你要留心听啊。
He says, "Daddy, I'm talking. Listen to me."
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们跟神之间的关系就是父子的关系。
Our relationship with our Father is between the Father and the
Son. 我们作为神的儿女可以这样祷告。
We are children of God. We can pray like this.
多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious it is.
所以希望主让我们在这个西安的大道上。
So may the Lord, whilst we are on this highway,
让我们能够力上加力的在这里行走。
And we can go from strength to strength.
一直走到西安。
Until Zion.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你已经指示我们什么是锡安的大道。
You have already showed us what is this highway to Zion.
我们的心不禁向往。我们也渴慕。
Not only our soul longs, yet even faints.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
在这条路上能够力上加力的往前行走。
Help us to have strength upon strength to follow.
不仅遇见什么困难。
No matter what difficulty we face.
不管仇敌怎样阻挡。
No matter how the enemy hinders.
叫我们靠你有力量。
So that by you we may have strength.
主啊，这些日子求你向我们显现。
May you reveal yourself to us these days.
像你在历史历代向着许多的圣徒们显现一样。
Just like how you have revealed yourself to saints and throughout generations.
愿你荣耀的全能使我们力上加力。
May your glorious power cause us to have strength upon strength.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们相信你能把我们带到路中。
We believe that you can keep us until the end.
你回来的日子这么迫近。
Your return is near.
主啊，让我们里面的爱慕越过越加深。
May our love and longing will increase day by day.
我们愿意把自己交在你的手里。
We want to give ourselves into your hands.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.